أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. 3rd of April 2009 The Arnold Beck Commentary Session 13. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. اللهم إنا نسأل إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله وتجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والغادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم ما عرفتنا من الحق فهمناه وما قصرنا عنه فبلغناه. What I have in mind, inshallah, from this session onward, of course, I will be away, as you know, for about 4 to 5 weeks, but also continue on when after I come back to make this, turn these sessions back into a lot, one of our classes, rather than. When I say like one of our classes, I mean talk a bit more technical than what is called iqna'i. You don't want to only talk iqna'i. Iqna'i is what you talk for the public and everyone make an understanding, and at the end it doesn't add much really to the knowledge of the people. So because as I see, 99% of the time is our the same Sunday classes that are coming here, so we use the time for that. Inshallah ta'ala. And also it has been suggested some four or five weeks ago, inshallah, we may start another session for much more regular people, another early morning. That would be different from Sunday class. We will see how that one goes. Last week, if you remember from the previous week also, before we were talking about the ways to help Imam Zaman alayhi salam, how to make Nusrat of Imam. And I was talking about one of the ways of helping Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam is through knowledge and learning and teaching. That's one of the best ways that one can help, starting from himself or herself. Knowing that one of the, or the most prime mission of Prophet alayhi salam and A'imah alayhi salam has been to teach people. Of course, this mission that is being created for Imam Zaman when he comes to remove injustice, it is not a primary mission. His main reason for being is not to get rid of injustice and to get rid of those zalims. Because they are there, he has to remove that so that he can do his main mission, which is to call upon the people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we don't want to go through it that وَمَا خَلَقْتَ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبَدُونَ أَيْ لِيَعْرِفُونَ. So that will be the final objective of Imam alayhi salam. So in that matter, the most helping people are ulama, scholars, whose مداد العلماء افضل من دماء الشهداء. The pen of the scholars is better and is more rewarding than the blood of the shuhada. Reason being, ulama with one page of writing, with one statement, they make those people who go to understand, and once they understand, they go and they give their blood away on the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are different ways of doing that. Is one, the people who talk, the people who write, and the people who read for themselves. So this was another way, and which is the most important way of helping Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam. We divert from here into that issue which I said we want to be a little bit more technical in these classes and talk the lessons. And that we talk about a hadith from Imam Hassan al-Askari alayhi salam. It might have been quoted from other A'imah alayhi salam. وَمَنْ مَاتَ ولم يعرف امام زمانه مات ميتة جاهليه. The one who dies and who does not get to know his imam of his time, he has died like the death of jahiliyat, ignorance. And the first thing about this, and important thing about this, is we have to know what is that lam ya'rif. It has not said lam ya'lam. The hadith, it is not وَمَنْ مَاتَ وَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ إِمَامَ زَمَانَهُ. It says وَلَمْ يَعْرِفْ إِمَامَ زَمَانَهُ. There is a big difference between يَعْلَمْ and يَعْرِفْ. Ilm and Irfan. This is the difference of ilm and Irfan. Ilm is when you know about something. Irfan is when you taste something. The difference of ilm and Irfan is the difference of ilm al-husuli and ilm al-huzuri. Ilm al-husuli is, let's say, we want to eat something. There is something sweet. There is honey somewhere. However much somebody explain us that this honey tastes sweet, it is like that, it is like this, still it does not give us much. And the moment you put a small piece of honey into your mouth, you don't even think about that explanation anymore. You totally forget that definition of the taste. Ilm is about defining, and ma'rifat and irfan is about tasting. It's about seeing. And when we are supposed to know, to gain the ma'rifat of Imam, it is not to just to know about, okay, this has been Imam alayhi salam, has been born at this date, at that date, has done this, has done that. These are all ilmul husuli, which does not get us really that much close to Imam. What we need is irfan of Imam, and knowing Imam in the way of, they also refer to it. I had difficulty to try to find two totally distinctive words for it when it comes to English, because in Arabic and in Farsi is easy. We say ma'rifat and ilm is easy, but both of them are translated into knowledge. So we have to say they are different knowledge. One is knowledge from within. Ma'rifat is with the conscious, is a record of conscious of the self, and ma'rifat is tasting, and ma'rifat is seeing. So what we do, because we all have the same sort of background, we use the term of irfan and ilm. Irfan is when you define something. Irfan is if someone comes and says, there is water behind this wall, downstairs, and that water tastes so delicious, it's very cold, and there has been a little of lemon juice into it, and you don't know how much it tastes, how good it is, and it's very hot weather, and we are just sizzling here from the heat. However much we are told about that water, it gives us a little bit only to understand. The moment you put that water into your mouth and you taste it, you cannot even remember those definitions anymore. Finish, that definition goes away. So it's the same thing that we have to do about ma'rifat of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam, and other a'imma, of course. But this has been all along one of, they say, talbisat. Talbis means one of the tricks of shaitan. One of the tricks of shaitan has been always to make us believe that, yes, we know about Imam Zaman. Yes, we do know. What is Imam Zaman? That's the 12th Imam who has been there, has been this, has gone to occultation, and he's waiting for us. We have to be muntazir, this. You put all of this together. I'm sure at least us, all of us here, we all know about all this. But why, when it comes to our daily life, we do not remember much of Imam? Why, when it comes to Imam alayhi salam, we do not even know this much? We do not even know this much, that it is more important to have correlation, to have link with Imam in intellectual level than zahir. And if we are told that to do this, that, and do all of these amal for 40 nights or 40 Tuesday night, go to Jamkaran, this, you will see Imam, we do it uninterruptedly and so enthusiastically. But when we know these are the tawqiyat of Imam Zaman alayhi salam. For instance, Imam Zaman alayhi salam has said this about the creation. Imam has said this about the maqamat of A'imah. We don't really follow that much. Reason is, we are more into, this is the nature of us. This is the tendency we have. We are more into physical ibadat. We do not, we rather than ubudiyat, we do ibadat. And ibadat is, has got a much bigger place for us than ubudiyat. And you all understand, we have spoken about ubudiyat and ibadat. Ibadat is all these physical actions which we do. Ubudiyat is making ourselves fani and annihilated in what A'imma wants, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. That is ubudiyat. Ubudiyat is when we do things and we do not make any account with Allah. We don't create an account saying, yes, Allah, I have done this much of this, that much of that. Oh Allah, you, because I did this, you have to do that for me. That type of that's called more of, I would say, ibadat, because we count the rakats of salat and the number of days we have fasted and the number of charity works we have done and the number of all good deeds that we think are good. We do them and we count them and we keep an account just like an accountant. And we don't even forget about the slightest of them. So we have to transform ourselves, our a'mal, our deeds from ibadat to ubudiyat. The thing about irfan and ma'rifat, which I was talking about, is ma'rifat, we do not even know how it happens. It is something we can, of course, we do create the muqaddamat of it. We read, we listen. But when it wants to happen, it's something which happens only by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the last result of it is when Allah wants it for you and show it to us. That is ma'rifat. But ilm is not that much. Although, ilm in a level also, you can say, what we do is mu'iddat, and we learn, we have to learn through, because learn also comes from mawjudat al-mujarrad, because what we learn is also, ilm itself is mujarrad. And you all understand what is mawjud al-mujarrad, right? Anyone has any question? What is mawjud al-mujarrad? What is, and disengaged creatures are? Not like us, disengaged creatures, they don't have shape, no face, no body, nothing. They are angels, basically. So, ilm is learned through them. They give away the ilm to us. Away means not that they don't have it, they give it to us. But ma'rifat in the way of shuhud and seeing at that last stage is only done by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. Why is that? Somebody told me a few days ago that, because once I referred at the early days of these sessions, I was talking about the miserability we people have, right? The person like myself is, we have, like, I have to have to set some reminder in my organizer about Imam Zaman. We are so far away. Then I was asked, what is that you remind yourself of Imam Zaman in organizer? Well, how would that help? That was a very proper question. How can I can make a relationship with Imam Zaman by putting a reminder in organizer? I explained that's what I want to explain here. That is, Salaam alaikum. That is, just reminding of some actions, and that is only for a build-up period. That is not for, you cannot keep reminding ourselves through an external device. Let's say we take certain actions, we remind certain actions, like we want to do, like pray two rakat salat, or salat of Imam Zaman, or recite Quran and give the sawab of it to Imam Zaman, or we want to be reminded that we set a time when it comes, the time comes, we sit and talk to Imam Zaman alayhi salam. We have to believe and make an understanding, yes, he is there and he does, he gives answer, he does things for us. Answer not in a way that he talks to you like that you externally see him, but you get the response from within for the things he does. It is, I have to tell you this much, I have to tell you that it has happened for me several times. I have had very serious requests, and at least in the dreams we can be given. And I have been given that in the dream. It's just to know about something, or is to want to understand something. And does, Imam does do that for you. And we have got the stories of a lot of people, even without this type of interrelationship, that they have been going astray, they have been doing bad things, and they have suddenly, they have been stopped. But somehow Imam has come to in their dreams and stopped them. So he is there and he does help us. And he does stop at certain stages. Not, you shouldn't take it that you can we continue whatever we want until we see Imam Zaman come and stop us. But what I'm saying is, depending on the circumstances, even it has been seen, that I've seen from people around myself, that Imam has warned him and he has changed, made that person to make a big change in him. So Imam is there, does respond, does interact with us. The thing is, we have to know him, Imam, intellectually. Knowing Imam intellectually is more than these things that we know. To know Imam intellectually, I wrote few of, but I've told you in basically, go and read Ziyarat-e-Jame-e Kabire. See what is there about Imam alayhi salam. Ziyarat-e-Jame-e Kabire explains, I mean, it's one of those beautiful ziyarat. I was reading with my sister who's sitting here. I said when we were reading it together last night, I said, it's Thursday night, when you write, then you want to start doing recites. Ziyarat-e-Jame'e is like, make sure you are set and prepared, because your carpet may fly, take you off the ceiling of the building. It really does make you fly. Not in that sense, but you understand what I mean. It's such a beautiful verse. I just read few of them. So that, what understanding do we make from these things? Either we read it, we don't understand, or we don't even read it to make any understanding. We have to make understanding of things like that. Fatahallah bekum fatahallah wa bekum yakhdimu. What does the literal meaning of it is Allah will start by you and will finish by you. This is Allah, or this is what we are saying, that Allah will do. Start with you and finish with you. Start with them what? Finish with them what? You have to refer to at least a part of it through our issue of universes. When we said that, we remember we were talking about that notion of insan kamil and all those universes, which is all encompassed with every human being, of course. But in every human being, those notions of awalim, of four awalim, which I was drawing, or five awalim, even when you go to alam of Allah, that in that issue, we are other people like us. We have got them in potentiality, but A'imma alayhi salam have all of them in actuality. Actually, it is with them. We have to make understanding. What does this mean? Bekum yunazzirul ghaysa wa bekum yumsikus samaa an taghaa ala al-arz. Illa bi'izni. How is it that it is with them that face of Allah is coming to us? What does that make? What does that mean? We have to make sense of this. We cannot just keep reading. What is the point of even when we come and just read Dua Nutbe? Continue reading this. And the best is we get to know the literal meaning. You have to make understanding of, and making this understanding is we have to see what they say themselves about themselves. Because we are unable, honestly. These are terms as to probably a more relevant word is cosmology. Islamic cosmology is about what is the creation, the whole creation, what it is, how things are linked together. And we do not have, for Islamic cosmology, we do not have any developed science as such. We only refer and hold on to the words of A'imma alayhi wasalam and what is in Quran. And what they say about themselves is what? Which, when you put them together, it makes sense and it gives us the notion of that the overall how things are made. When we say وَبِكُمْ يُمْسَكُ السَّمَاءَ أَنْ تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ, it is with you whom, with whom, through you, how Allah holds on that the skies fall into the earth. What does that mean? How the sky falls to the earth without Imam? Do we have any understanding? Our understanding, even if there is very little. So that is why وَمَنْ مَاتَ وَلَمْ يَعْرِفْ إِمَامَ زَمَانَهُ مَاتَ مَيْتَةً جَاهِلِيَّةً. If it was only that much that we think today of knowing of Imam, which makes you not to die in مَيْتَةً جَاهِلِيَّةً, none of those people who fired the door of Hazrat Fatima Salamullah alayha, none of those people who made all those troubles for the Prophet sallallahu, all of those Muawiyah and his people and Yazidis and all of the people around Yazid, they have not died maytat and jahiliyyah, because they all knew Imam. As much as we know Imam, they knew Imam as well. So that is not what is meant, that we do not die the death of jahiliyyah. We with this much of knowledge, oh Allah, help me, I do not die with this much of knowledge that I have today about Imam Zaman alayhi salam. This is maitat al-jahiliyyah. This is the death of jahiliyyah. Help us to understand Imam in a way that is different from those people who knew Imams. We talked about it in Karbala. How the Imam, whatever Imam told them about himself, they all accepted. They said, yes, we know. And whatever Imam Ali alayhi salam said in that shura of six people after Uthman, when they were going, or after Umar, those six people when they were going to choose the next khalif, Imam Ali alayhi salam brought to their mind all the things about himself from Yawm al-Ghadir up all, and all those things that he said, none was denied. They were all acknowledged. But yet, they chose Uthman. So this is the way they knew Imam. So we don't want to know Imam like that. Inshallah, from next week, as I said more, not next week, next time when I come back, we continue to more relate our topics and discussions to those things that we are talking on Sundays. And so that we make a bit of more advancement in those lines, rather than just reading things that, as I said, we call it iqna'i. I finish my talk today so that we can do the rest of our program. And bar Muhammad, all Muhammad, salawat. Allah salla ala Muhammad.